OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to an extra special segment of Musical Madness with your hostess, Desire.
Well, hello, beautiful. I'd like to thank my fans for their undying support.
Good evening again to all of my musical madheads out there. As many of you already know, tonight's show is dedicated to the recently deceased, legendary Miss Whitney Houston. Her songs and musical talent are an inspiration not only to us indie artists, but musicians of every level, genre, and shade. She is undeniably one of the best musicians of all time. So let's kick off tonight's show the right way with this live edition of the Star Spangled Banner. Enjoy.
And now to honor America, especially the brave men and women serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world, please join in the singing of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets from the 56th Tactical Training Wing at MacDill Air Force Base, and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
Wow, did you all hear that Star-Spangled Banner rendition? And again, that was live, okay, no lip sync there. And that, my dears, is why LA Times nicknamed her voice a national treasure, and Oprah nicknamed Whitney the voice, all right? When I actually sat down to put tonight's show together, I had no idea the tremendous emotional toll it would take on me. As a lover of music and someone who absolutely loathes the drug community, I could not help but shed several tears at the whole roller coaster success and life of Whitney Houston. In the 90s, you know, we knew her for her bubbly, loving, really spiritual personality. And unfortunately, Whitney's spirit became plagued with that whole darkness of the drug world, and it ultimately destroyed her. And my heart truly, truly goes out for her family and friends who must actually cope with the loss of someone whom they loved. And I strongly encourage you to learn from her poor choices and to steer clear of any recreational drug use, because no one is invincible. It will not only destroy your life, but the lives of those who love you. And I could easily give an entire show about living a drug-free life and all that, but that is not the point of tonight's show, because I do not believe that we remember Whitney for her failures. I believe that we remember her for her success. I believe we remember her for her big, bright smile, that super ridiculously strong vibrato, those quick runs, how easily she could shift octaves back and forth, and let's not forget that powerhouse diaphragm. Okay, so let's check out a little bit of that diaphragm in this next song. Enjoy.
Much further. I don't wanna have to go where you home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
I'm in the pit of mind whenever you come here. My favorite love of my darling love was there. My angel fallen dipped in black, my heart repulsed, my heart. To you, it's all a game we ran out.
Welcome back to Musical Madness with Desire. If you're just tuning in, we are paying homage to the irreplaceable music legend, the iconic Miss Whitney Houston, who passed away in her Beverly Hills hotel room on Saturday, February 11th of this year. Please feel free to pay your respects to Whitney on any of my pages, twitter.com/theonlydesiredzire, or facebook.com/truedesiredzire. It would just, to me, be a wonderful, wonderful way to just express your love with that whole thing going on. Whitney's body has officially been laid to rest, but we all know her music will live on forever, and with over 170 million records, so it's kind of impossible to forget her. I mean, at just age of 15, Whitney had already sang background for Chaka Khan's I'm Every Woman, and then later on went to remake the song herself and just blew it away. Before she had a chance to even graduate high school, she had been approached by several well-known record labels, and her talent has just always been impossible to overlook. I mean, I can remember being a little girl singing I Will Always Love You when it was released from the Bodyguard soundtrack and driving my upstairs neighbor crazy. I mean, like singing at the top of my lungs, and he would take a broom and bang on the floor, you know, because Whitney, she's just always been one of those artists who pushes other artists to work harder on their talent. And I'm sure every serious singer out there has told themselves, oh, my God, I want to sing like that. You know, because she's just one of those few artists whose vocal range was just well-developed in the chest, in the head, the mixed registers. Her belting was fantastic. I mean, everything was just like, wow. You know, we know her mainly for those amazing, iconic belting or mixed register notes. So let's check out a couple of more songs from this icon. Next up is going to be AOA'd Fall in Love with Love, followed by Saving All My Love by Whitney Houston. So a lot of love coming to you. Enjoy.
Must be more to you than meets my eyes. Can I recite all truth? 10 years ago, Whitney Houston and I sat down in her living room for an intense interview. It was the first time she ever admitted her drug addiction. She also told me something I'll never forget about her terror of performing, asking me as I was leaving, "Have you ever heard the sound of 10,000 people disappointed in you?" As we said, her body is returning tonight to the church in Newark, New Jersey, where she first sang a solo and stunned the congregation.
You know what I used to do, Diane? I would close my eyes. Like this, I'd sing. I was so free, and I'd sing. And when I would open my eyes, the people would be what we call Holy Ghost fired out. They would be in such spirit of praise. I think I knew then that it was an infectious thing that God had given me. I didn't even date in my 20s. It was rough. It was rough. I think I kind of reverted back as I got older and said, well, I'm just going to party, you know. It was kind of a rebel in me, you know.
Whitney dying. Crack rehab fails.
First of all, let's get one thing straight. Crack is cheap. I made too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight, okay? We don't do crack. Don't do that. Crack is whack.
Is it alcohol? Is it marijuana? Is it cocaine? Is it pills?
It has been. At times.
All?
At times.
If you had to name the devil for you, the biggest devil among them?
That would be me. It's my deciding. It's my heart. It's what I want and what I don't want. Nobody makes me do anything I don't want to do. It's my decision. So the biggest devil is me. I'm either my best friend or my worst enemy. And that's how I have to deal with it.
But now do you say, not at all? Or do you say, I can...
Well, I'm not going to tell you that. I could tell you that I am not self-destructive. I'm not a person who wants to die. I'm a person who has life and wants to live.
10 years from now.
Yeah.
Give me the perfect life for Whitney Houston.
Retired, sitting, looking at my daughter grow up, become a great woman of God, grandchildren.
Perfect day is on a Sunday or something like that when we sit and, you know, we either watch TV or listen to gospel music or have breakfast together.
And what do you like about your mom's voice?
I like her voice because it's really nice and it makes me go to sleep.
She sings you a lullaby?
I love you.
Oh.
I love you.
No.
OTM, got it going on. There's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR that gets you on TV. Don't let this pass you, cause everyone won't see. Call us, we will work out a great deal. Get you heard on a station that has wheels.
We will always be around. We can always be found. Got the net locked down, so you'll always have it on. We got the VJs, they can put you on the wave. So go ahead and say,
EOTM got it going.
To EOTMradio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM. Got it going on.
Wow. That interview is just really heavy, and just to be clear, in about, I think, 2006, Whitney did leave Bobby Brown, and she relocated to Los Angeles, California, and, along with her daughter, and she did successfully remain clean, even 3 years after that when she did the interview with Oprah Winfrey, the two-hour special. You'll even see that Whitney was still clean, so just want to put that out there. But it was just, the reason I chose that interview is because I just found it heart-wrenching when, you know, Diane Sawyer asked her specifically, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And the interview took place 10 years ago, and she just named all of these things that she wanted to accomplish with her daughter and with her spirituality within herself. And it's just so sad because you never know. And then hearing her daughter come in at the end and, you know, talk about, you know, being with her mom and something as simplistic as just having breakfast with her, you know. So just, again, my heart really goes out to them. Remember to tell all of your fans to tune in every other Wednesday if you are an artist who has your music played on the show. Spread the word to other indie artists and anyone else who just loves music. If you would actually like to submit your music for consideration, please contact me via twitter.com/TheOnlyDesireDVIRE. By direct message. If I'm not following you, then you can just send me an at mention to follow you back so that we can contact each other via DM. All right, so much, much music love to the late, great Whitney Houston. If you didn't know, Whitney's mother is also a super talented vocalist, and as well, she was like the original inspiration for Whitney to develop such precision in her vocal technique. And she started with Whitney Young, and then it went on to Dionne Warwick and some other famous people. But Whitney was more than just an amazing voice. When she came out, you know, we knew her as a woman with a beautiful and God-loving spirit. Once she became successful, she used her stature to support several charitable funds. In Boston, there is actually a clinic named after Whitney for all of her humanitarian efforts. It's called the Whitney Houston Hearing and Language Disorder Clinic. In 1989, she went on to establish the Whitney Houston Foundation for Children. And when I found out about that foundation, I was just completely blown away because, you know, ever since I was a young girl, I've always wanted to begin my own youth foundation. And the fact that Whitney accomplished yet another one of her personal goals is just so inspiring to me. And it is a wonderful feeling when someone shows that they truly, truly care about others, especially children. All right, so I will be right back with more of our Remembering Whitney Houston tribute after this break. This is Thought Love by Amani, followed by I Want to Run to You by Whitney Houston, of course. Enjoy.
I didn't know what I was feeling, baby. I knew it had to be love. It was like magic, baby. Under your spell, like a song, baby. I knew you were the one. And when you came along, I was taken. I had to let the door and touch in what was real. I wanted to know if you knew that. That from then on, I was on your track. I didn't know the love to feel this way. Until you came back, the woman breath for me. Give me a new style, give me a new life. And you'd end my mind. When we began, I was apprehensive. Just needed a push or just some assistance. Somehow or someway within this mystery of a life we met, it must be written in the stars. No matter how far, we can walk hand in hand. Yeah, that's the plan, headed towards our destiny. Yeah, yeah. When you came along, I was taken. I had to let the go and indulge in what was real. I wanted to know if you knew that. That's from then on, I was on your track. Ever since the day that I saw your face,
All right. That was Thought Love by Amani. And you can follow Amani on twitter.com/AmaniMusic. He is just one of those amazing neo-soul artists. Next up, we have a classic. I think every Whitney song is a classic. But I Want to Run to You by Whitney Houston. Enjoy. National Treasure, The Voice, a.k.a. Whitney Houston, you are just amazing. And I guess that this show is actually my personal goodbye to Whitney, and I hope that you all have said your personal goodbyes to her, although, like I said, her music and her message will live on forever. Wow. So before I actually bid you all adieu this evening, you all know I have to play the Bodyguard song. And it's not because everyone else is playing it. I just find the lyrics to this song to be hauntingly beautiful, you know? It's almost as if the lyrics are her last words to the living world. And let's not forget that this is also Black History Month, so I want to actually throw that in there, not to only remember Whitney as an iconic artist, but also as a humanitarian and someone who unfortunately we did lose during Black History Month. And so this show is actually a shout out to her on all three of those levels. So again, I find the lyrics to I Will Always Love You to be so heart-wrenching, and I actually see them in a whole new light, and I hope this song can bring some peace to her loved ones as they listen to her sing over and over again to them, I Will Always Love You. This has been a special edition of Musical Madness with Desire. Remember that we are the dreamers of dreams, and as Whitney has proven, your dreams can come true.
I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
Oh,